After 25 years, a library on wheels is driving again through the Yakima Valley. With a modern bookmobile, the libraries want to break down the barriers to accessing their services and provide fun experiences that bring communities together. NWPB's Johanna Bejarano is on the road along with the bookmobile manager on his first ride.
Colorful paintings by artist Consuelo Soto Murphy cover the RV side panels. They represent the Yakima Valley diversity and landscape. The RV is the bookmobile recently launched by the Yakima Valley Libraries. It revives the old bookmobile service that ended operations in the late 90s. Brian Martinez is the bookmobile manager and driver.
I'm super excited to hit the road.
The vehicle started running throughout the valley last week. Yakima and Sunnyside were the first stops.
I'm used to driving bigger vehicles, so the skills have just kind of transferred one for one.
About 150 people visited the bookmobile. Martinez says the new bookmobile service will break down the barriers people experience in accessing library services, the same ones he experienced as a child.
Where I grew up, my closest library was maybe 4 or 5 miles away, and as a kid, I wasn't going to be able to walk there.
Cherry Prentice is the Yakima Valley Library's outreach manager. For 2 years, she worked on the bookmobile project. She says it will bring the library services to rural and underserved communities every week.
The bookmobile is going to make scheduled stops at various schools, parks, and neighborhoods throughout Yakima County on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays.
Prentice says the bookmobile can carry up to 3,000 items.
There'll be books and books on CD, DVDs. People will be able to pick up holds. There will be some story times and some takeaway crafts, especially for summer reading.
She says people also will have access to a computer, a printing station, and Wi-Fi. A bilingual team is available to answer people's questions. Prentice says the service will also be expanded to child care centers and daycares through the Early Learning Centers program in Yakima.
The bookmobile team is going to continue to gather community input and assess our bookmobile stops.
Bob Harrison is the Yakima City Manager and has been a patron of the library branches for years.
A bookmobile like this for children to be able to access and take it to them is going to be a tremendous improvement in service and a tremendous benefit for the children of the county.
Carlos Pelli is the archivist for Yakima Valley Libraries. He says bookmobiles in the area have had a long history. In the past, says Pelli, 3 bookmobiles existed in the valley.
The first bookmobile for the Yakima Public Library began actually service in 1941. It was called the A.E. Larson Traveling Branch.
Pelli says at that time, it was the most economical way to expand the library services to the communities. He says after the energy crisis of the 70s and its subsequent impact, plus the construction of libraries in schools, the bookmobile service evolved until it disappeared.
It appears that in 98, the bookmobile service essentially was over and had transformed into something completely different. It's just going to nursing homes and community retirements.
Prentice says she wants the new bookmobile to be as successful as the 3 that existed in the valley in the past, when the bookmobiles circulated more books than all the libraries combined. For NWPB, I'm Johanna Bejarano.